Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
That's huge. Big.
We like our sports like we like a brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
We are going to start the show today with one of the guys we've been waiting to talk to. And, of course, Falcon fans have been telling you, we're going to get a chance to talk to all these new rookies. And today, Billy Bowman joins us right off the top, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We have a lot to get to. We will get to Braves, the debacle with the Celtics last night, all of that stuff we'll get to. But Billy Bowman's on the line. And, Billy, man, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on being drafted by the Falcons. And this whole process, man, let's start there because – when we drafted you in the fourth round, a lot of people around the NFL were like, wow, great pick. They like the skill set you bring. Tell us what you're bringing to the Falcons.
I'm bringing a lot of – well, first and foremost, let me say thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be a Falcon. I'm glad to be here in Atlanta. And it's been nothing but pure blessings and things like that. But I'm bringing definitely that dog side of me. You know, I pride myself on playing defense. I love defense, and I love what the challenges it brings. I just want to go out there and, you know, push myself to the limits and push my teammates to the limits. So just go out there, be a leader, and then be somebody on the field who, you know, will just earn the respect of his teammates. So I'm ready to get this thing kicked off, and, you know, I'm just ready to go out there and work with the guys.
Billy, we were reading your bio during the commercial break, and you played wide receiver, man, in Texas, I mean, as a high schooler. So why don't you be a little Travis Hunter for us, man? We get you on both sides of the ball?
Yeah, I know. I wish, man. I wish I could have did that in college, too, but I didn't get a chance to. Yeah.
So you played at OU. Talk about this experience, because Brent Venables was there, obviously, at the end for you. But what was that experience like? Because, again, you know, high expectations, big-time program, and then you guys make the transition to the SEC.
Right, yeah. So before I went there, Oklahoma had won six in a row conference championships. They went to the college football playoffs four times. So, you know, I wanted to be a part of something great. I wanted to be a part of a family atmosphere. And so that's exactly what Oklahoma provided. Although my 4 years there, though, I didn't get any rings, any national championships, conference championships. But that's all good. I don't regret any of it at all, because I think it was all meant to be for a reason. My freshman year was with Coach Lincoln Riley and his staff, and then my last 3 years was with Brent Venables and his staff. So I just feel like, you know, everything played out how it needed to play out. It definitely brought some challenges. So just getting you prepared for the next level is what it's all about.
And we know Coach Venables from his time at Clemson, and he's hot crazy, man. You got to keep him on the sideline. Did you pick up stuff? Is it a transition? You were able to learn some stuff from the new staff?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was a lot. It was more defensive-minded. It was a lot more, you know, learning situational football, you know, just things from what do offenses like to do in the red zone to what they like to do their plays on first and 10 or third and long, the two-minute drill, you know. So just learning the game more. And, you know, obviously, like you said, Brent Venables, yes, he can get crazy at times, but I love it, though. I love every time he does that, and because it just brings back – you know, the focus of the team and things like that. So, yeah.
Falcons defensive back, safety / nickel. I think he's a baller. His name's Billy Bowman, guys. And he's joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. First time we've gotten a chance to chop it up. We'll get a chance to see you up at camp and all the stuff that we'll be a part of up there, Billy. But I want to also ask you about your conversations with Terry Fontenot and our coach Raheem Morris. How soon did you think they might draft you? What were those conversations like? And did you have any inclination that, hey, I'm going to Atlanta?
No, I didn't really. I mean, I had a private workout with Atlanta, and so I definitely felt good about things. You know, I definitely knew that Atlanta had a third-round pick. And you know, I was hoping I would fall there, but you know, Xavier Watts got took in there, and then like I said, it's all meant to be for a reason. You know, I'm gonna love to play alongside Xavier. And so, you know, me just going in the fourth round, you know, I'm in the door now, but now you got to go knock the door down. So
right on.
It's a blessing to be here. And I've talked to Coach Morris, and, you know, guy full of energy, always smiling on his face. So it's going to be fun to play for a coach like that.
Yeah, man, you say it. Everybody we talk to plays with this guy, loves him. I think you're going to have a blast. By the way, how did you spend your draft weekend? Were you glued to the TV? How'd you watch it?
Yeah, so no, I had, you know, just immediate family over the first night of the draft, just watching that first round, just, you know, your dream's going to come true. So, you know, just sit down there and watch it. And day two, you know, I was expecting my name to be called on day two. And so, you know, kind of threw something a little big, you know, not too crazy. And then, you know, not going on day two definitely, you know, swayed my emotions a little bit. You know, the emotions is emotional roller coaster really throughout that time. And then day three came, you know, get back, refocus, reengage, and just, you know, just know that my time was coming. And so we had those same people over again. And so it was great to be around all my family and supporters and teammates.
Billy Bowman on the line with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Billy, from my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, your girlfriend is a world-class softball player, and you guys have been dating for a while. I'm just curious how that has helped you, because I think she's won like three or four national championships. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. She's won four in a row national championships, four in a row All-American seasons, conference player of the year, everything you could think of.
Wow. So how has it helped you? I mean, because she can relate to your journey, right? I mean, you guys, and I don't know, like, how often are you talking sports? Is it all the time? And how has that helped you as a football player?
Yeah, that's helped me a lot. Not just as a football player, but as a person, just having somebody next to you that understands what you go through, because she does it herself also. You know, but we talk sports all the time. We can't get away from sports. So we love sports. We love talking about softball, basketball, football, baseball, you know, anything you could think of. We're sports junkies. But, you know, she is obviously more decorated with the trophies and stuff than I am. But now I got to catch her.
That's awesome, man. If you're just tuning in, guys, it is Billy Bowman from our draft class, guys, fourth round out of Oklahoma here on the WadeFord.com hotline. So you said you talked to the coaching staff. What are the expectations? What do you think they're going to ask you to do?
Not necessarily cleared with that yet, but, you know, whatever I have to do, I'm willing to do it. And so I think I've shown that, you know, throughout my college years that I'm a guy who's very versatile and very coachable. So whatever needed to be done can get done.
Well, we know you bring the hat. You like the physicality of the game. You're not afraid. Best thing I loved about you, man, like after the day after the draft, you know, you did like a video or whatever, and you're like, I fear nobody.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's we need more of that, Billy.
Yes.
So we know you're a playmaker, man. You consider yourself a ball hawk? I mean, how, you know, when you talk about all those interceptions and making plays like that, we need to create more turnovers on this defense. Is that your forte?
Oh yeah, that's definitely my forte. I love getting the ball back for the offense. You know, that's something that I've done all my life, really. You know, just being able to find the ball when it's thrown in the air and go make plays on it. So I'll definitely be bringing that aspect.
All right, man.
We can't wait to see you at camp, man. Good luck.
Yeah, no doubt. Thank you so much for joining us, man. We're excited for you, and bro, let's get to work.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Billy Bowman, guys. Safety again. He's going to play a lot of nickel for us, but that's what they listed him as, coming out of OU. But, Mike, I think I said this the day we drafted him. They list him at about 5'10", and everybody's like, playmaker, man. Do not get caught up in that. And I think for what we want to use him as and the way that Ra and certainly, you know, Jeff Ulbrich want to use him, he's going to be a playmaker and a guy that helps us create more turnovers. And that's what we needed, Mike. That's why I think they drafted him and obviously Xavier Watts.
And, again, can't wait to see these guys. I love this part of the season, getting to hear these guys for the first time, hear what they're all about, their backstory. And, again, pure energy, man, and just excitement because, you know, as we said, you don't have to be drafted in the top of the draft to have an impact and become the man. You know, we go back and think about guys that have come through this team, you know, like I mentioned, undrafted guys like, you know, Jesse Tuggle. Sometimes it's a fifth rounder like Grady. So maybe this dude, but you know what, Carl, could be a starter, you know, not just a guy who's going to be, you know,
Correct.
Sort of situational in the nickel.
Yeah. And you said it, Mike, excitement. I know sometimes because we've been through the grind as fans, is old hat. But I want you to hear when these guys come on, how excited they are to be here and to be a Falcon, how excited they are to be putting that uniform on. And that means something. I mean, like, We just kind of take it for granted. Oh, it's another pick. Man, when these guys come in, you don't think they want to make a difference?
Right.
You don't think they want to win? You don't think they want to change the narrative of whatever it's been here? Oh, they haven't been in the playoffs in forever, man. Good luck. Okay, we're about to change that. So I love the attitude when I hear these young guys come on, Mike, and it's every year. You know, Bijan was that way. We can go back. Penix, first year. Hey, man, I'm just so happy to be here. That's the stuff that you hope grows in the culture within the building, Mike, when you got all these young guys trying to figure it out.
Right. And more importantly now, he comes into a Falcon defense which has more stuff up front than he would have if he had been drafted last year. So
yeah, that's true.
As we heard the comments from A.J. Terrell with our buddies, the Water Boys, the other day, it's kind of cool to see how these two parts are going to come together because, let's be honest, we've had one without the other for so many years.
All right, 404-726-0929. Look, we normally do not start the day this way, and I'm not talking about having Billy Bowman on, but I do want to mention, because it's such a huge worldly story, Mike, new Pope has been elected, and he's American. And it's the first time that's ever happened. So Mike and I were talking in the room before we came in today, and I just want to mention it. Pope Leo, he's from Chicago. Mm-hmm. It is a big deal because, again, first American. But that has happened here within the last couple of hours, if you have no idea or you haven't been paying attention. But it happened pretty quickly.
I mean, St. Peter was the first pope, and that would have been, well, 2,020-some-odd years ago.
That's right.
So, and America's only been a country for about 250. So that's why, if you're wondering why there hasn't been an American pope, the guy actually born in Chicago, for what it's worth, and it is kind of interesting, did go to Villanova. And then eventually a lot of his work as a missionary initially down in South America where he was a cardinal. But it is a Cardinal Prevost born in Chicago. Who had a cardinal born in Chi-Town on their bingo card? He will be known as Pope Leo the 14th.
Cubs fan. I mean, that when I heard that, I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. Everybody who knows him says he's down to earth.
Right.
So, again, we'll see, but that is a big story, and we did want to mention that because we know we have a lot of people that are interested. All right, man, we got a lot to jump into. Last night's NBA action was bananas, and we will definitely talk about that. Mike, I do have a question about, you know, you said this. Every year the manager makes about 5 mistakes maybe, and this is on average,
right,
through 162 games. And I say mistakes because these are hunches, right? You kind of go with your gut. And last night, Snit, I thought, went the wrong way when the analytics told him one thing and then his gut told him something else. Now, we've had Snit on, and I asked him this, you know, because he is an old school guy. How much of the analytics do you lean on? He said, look, they show that stuff to me, but a lot of times I'm going with what I feel. Guys, it won us a World Series. So I'm never going to argue that whatever that feeling is or whatever he thinks, he knows his team better than anybody. But last night, Mike, in a situation where, you know, he puts in Eddie Rosario, who traditionally, I guess if you looked overall, he has better numbers. But the guy to play in that moment was Eli White, and he didn't do it. And now, again, it didn't lose us the game. The pitching wasn't great. But it was one of those moments that we got to a point in the season, and you go, what are you doing, Snit?
I got to be honest, because the lefty-righty split is pretty much right across the board with Eli White. He's a 286 against lefties, 308 against righties right now. So, I mean, this is 2025 we're talking about. So I got to be honest, I didn't understand it. And I knew it was kind of funny, Brandon Gordon and Tom Glavine in the booth. We'll never forget what he did in 21. It's almost like I heard Andy say it, I had to agree with him. I was laughing in the car because I was thinking the same thing last night. Remember what he did for us in 2021? Because really, don't expect anything right now in this at bat. And you didn't get anything.
No, Rosario.
It was made no sense.
He's hitting a buck whatever against righties right now.
Again, he shouldn't even be on the team.
Okay.
Okay, this is a reclamation project. This nostalgia thing has run its course, okay? You might as well just go sign Adam Duvall at this point.
Well, when I heard Snit, and I don't know if we've got it, Dom. We'll see if we've got it. But Snit said, you know, he was just trying to find some magic. We'll let you hear it.